The Southeast charter fleet has been operating under a guideline harvest level, which is a desired target of halibut caught each year. For many years, charter boats have exceeded that GHL. It's a very different system from the hard catch limits set each year for the commercial fleet. That would change under the catch share plan, which sets a combined commercial and charter catch limit. The recommendation was one of several alternatives considered by the North Pacific Council this month. Heath Hilliard is executive director of Southeast Alaska Guides Organization. He says he's disappointed with the allocation set for the charter fleet in Southeast, also known as Area 2C.
When you look at where we were actually under the GHL for 2012 and where we would have been had we been fishing under the CSP under the Alternative 3 that we got, I mean, it was a very sizable loss of allocation, somewhere in the neighborhood of 310,000 pounds.
The catch share plan has a sliding scale to allocate halibut between the commercial and charter industries depending on the combined catch limit. Anywhere up to 5 million pounds, the charter fleet would get 18.3%. With a catch limit between 5 million and 5.755 million pounds, the charter fleet gets a set allocation of 915,000 pounds. And anything over that amount, and the charter fleet gets just under 16% of the Southeast catch. There's a different sliding scale for Area 3A in the Central Gulf. Southeast charter fleet has seen restrictions on size limits of fish that clients can keep over the past 2 years as federal fishery managers tried to keep the overall catch within the guideline harvest level. Clients have also been limited to one fish a day. Those kind of management measures could continue under the catch share plan as fishery managers try to keep the charter catch at or below the allocation. In recommending the plan, the council expressed the intention to include public input and allow flexibility for management measures. Hilliard says that flexibility does not help at lower allocations.
We are pleased that that 2012 approach, that management flexibility component, remained in there. That was something we did ask for. What happens is when you get down to a certain level of allocation, flexible or no, it just becomes very, very difficult to find an appropriate management measure that will keep us under that allocation.
There's also a measure that would allow charter captains to lease quota share from the commercial fleet to provide more fishing opportunity for clients. The region's commercial fleet saw its first small increase in catch limits this year after years of decline and a decrease of 80% from peak catches less than a decade ago. Commercial interests have been pushing the council to adopt more controls over the charter fleet's catch, and the council selected a preferred alternative for a catch share plan back in 2008 and has been analyzing that decision and taking input before this year's recommendation. Linda Benkin is director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and president of the Halibut Coalition. Both are commercial industry groups.
Well, we were disappointed that the council chose to reallocate more quota from the commercial to the charter sector relative to the action that the council had taken in 2008 or relative to where allocations were set when the GHL was initially set. But that said, there's some important components of the catcher plan that we are eager to see move ahead. We're very eager to see this issue resolved and some stability provided to all sectors of the halibut industry.
Bacon says it's important that the charter catch goes up and down along with halibut abundance.
The catcher plan ties both sectors to the same index of abundance. So from here on out, as halibut stocks fluctuate, the commercial and charter allocations would fluctuate proportional to abundance, which has not been the case in the past. The commercial fleet has taken a much bigger cut as abundance dropped than the charter fleet.
Benkin likes the catch share plan's separate accountability for waste that can occur in the two fisheries. Benkin thinks there's interest among the commercial fleet in leasing quota share to the charter boats. However, Hilliard with the Southeast Alaska Guides thinks many charter captains are not interested in that option. The catch share plan won't go into effect until 2014 at the earliest. That will leave at least one more year with a Southeast charter fleet operating under the guideline harvest level and restrictions similar to those in place this past year. The council action is a recommendation that goes to the Secretary of Commerce. Based on that decision, the National Marine Fisheries Service will develop a proposed rule and allow for public comment on that rule before implementing any changes. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.